Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Back in on a Thursday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, JT Noah producing today, April the 14th, or 18th, I'm sorry, 14th. I'm looking right at it, I can't read it. Thursday, because I always had to look at, I always had to look at my computer to see Thursday, April 18th. It says right there on my screen, but it said 9:04, and so I said 4 instead. I don't know why.
You getting like old over there?
Oh, there's all men mixing together.
Yeah. It's always a big
April
day.
18th is one of Bob's favorite days.
Right. It really, truly is. You know I'm a history guy, right? You know I love American history. I love, like, pre-Civil War American history, okay? And it's always a reminder for me about the Revolutionary War getting ready to start, which started on April 19th, which, coincidentally enough, is my birthday as well. So I remember that. It all ties in together. But when I was in, I don't know whether it was 7th grade, I believe, and Mrs. O'Neill was my history teacher, they made us memorize this poem, The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. And it goes, listen, my children, and you shall... And I still memorize this, Josh. Here I am, 47 years old tomorrow, and I remembered this from 7th grade, right? Listen, my children, and you shall hear The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April of 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. And then it trails off, right? So I always will remember that, right? And so thank you, Mrs. O'Neill, who's, I think, dead by now. But I always remember that. And well, I'm sure she's dead. Has to be.
On a different midnight ride.
She's on a midnight ride to Georgia or whatever, right? And so every day on this year, my friend Julia and I text each other on the 18th of April, like we both remember it. We send pictures of Paul Revere. And it's really interesting because
you actually send back pictures of Paul Revere or somebody else and claim it's Paul Revere.
Just whatever you go into the like the GIF thing and you know,
you know what I mean,
right?
You,
yeah,
you send
yeah.
a photo of whatever.
Some guy in a hat,
right? Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I
some
absolutely
guy in that era, with
yeah,
a hat
with a hat and a steel mug of beer, right? Mm-hmm. And so I absolutely love this day for that. But also, as I've gotten older, and you realize the midnight ride of Paul Revere took place in Boston, right? And the whole thing was, one if by land, two if by sea, I on the opposite shore will be ready to ride the spread the alarm to every Middlesex village and farm. And one if by land and two if by sea was in Boston. There was the Old North Church, and he had a guy up in the church basically scouting for the British to see if they were coming because they had gotten word that the British were ready to attack you know, Boston and Bunker Hill and Breed's Hill, whatever the hell they wanted to call it. And then, of course, on the 19th, as you all know, the Battle of Lexington and Concord started the Revolutionary War, right? And so Paul Revere on that midnight ride on the 18th of April was relying on this guy up at a church to put either one lantern up, if by land, if the Redcoats were coming on land, and two, if by sea, if they were coming over via boat. And so this guy could look out and see Boston and see where the Redcoats were coming from. If he put one lantern up, that means they were on land. Two, they were coming by boat. And so Paul Revere was relying on this guy to get a jump start on alerting all of the militia, the Minutemen that were out there back in the day, that here come the British, get ready, hide, get your muskets out, and shoot these sons of guns, right? And so every time I think of that, I think of that poem, I think of Miss O'Neill, I think of that whole thing, I think of being in Boston. Again, I love history, I'm such a geek for it. But I also come to the conclusion, and I will say this every year until I'm dead, it was the first instance of a New Englander cheating. And Paul Revere
got it started.
Was basically a precursor to every sports team in New England being cheaters. And literally every sports team in New England has been accused and talked about in a cheating scandal. And it all started with Paul Revere, because essentially that's what he was doing. Like, maximize. They'll tell you, well, it's not cheating unless you get caught, right? Paul Revere was the original New England cheater. Like, he Belichick had a spy, right, yeah, which was a descendant of Belichick, by the way, up in the old North Church, he looking out with the binoculars.
Found a workaround, yeah.
Right? Found the workaround, yep, and cheated. And because he cheated, we ended up knocking their ass off at Lexington and Concord and ended up winning the Revolutionary War. We have America like we know it today, and we're no part of the British Empire. But you say, what cheating are you talking about? Well, we all know about the New England Patriots cheating, right? Do we need to go through that again? The Flategate, Spygate, all the gates that they have
all
been.
The gates.
All the gates with the New England Patriots. It doesn't end there. You know, the Red Sox were busted. Their manager, Joey Cora, was busted for sign stealing, and they were using Apple Watches. So the Red Sox were busted for cheating. Then you have the Boston Celtics and Red Auerbach.
These are only just singular instances. I'm sure we have many more from each team.
Oh, but, God, yeah, yes. Yeah. And then you have Red Auerbach of the Boston Celtics, who was accused of doing something with towels back in the day or something like that. I don't know. But also, this guy was allegedly sabotaging opponents' locker rooms, would turn the hot water off, would turn the heat up, all that kind of stuff, and mess with the opponents. Cheater. And then the Boston Bruins have been accused over the years of not only using illegal pads on their goalie, but also now cheating on faceoffs. And then you have, of course, the biggest New England cheater of all time, which Josh truly loves, Rosie Ruiz, who cheated at the Boston Marathon.
I mean, she rode a subway, yeah.
And stumbled out with a half mile to go, yeah, and won the Boston Marathon.
Sure.
So what I'm getting at is Boston is used to cheating. All of their sports teams have cheated, and it all started on the 18th of April of 1775 with Paul Revere cheating to beat the British. The only good form of cheating that we ever saw in New England was Paul Revere, and it's a fabric of their history.
And that's one to grow on.
That is exactly right. From the 913, does Josh remember reporting on the midnight ride?
Say, Paul, what you up to? champ. Where are you riding to, Paul? Anybody out there helping you?
Yeah, I got this guy up in the steeple. His name is Mangini.
I don't see anybody coming down there.
Could you imagine if
anybody coming down there?
Belichick was on that horse. The British are coming. Here they come.
They're coming.
Yeah, what we're gonna do is we're gonna run the X formation. Everybody get their musket out and shoot.
On to the British.
Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs, dropped by the show earlier today talking all things draft. And
on to the British. I'm not going to let that go.
When we asked him, what is he looking for the Chiefs to do in the draft, you know, say like at 32, he didn't go straight to wide receiver.
Well, it's a very deep draft at wide receiver and offensive tackle. You talk about corner, and what's interesting is there another Trent McDuffie, because – you can just feel Trent McDuffie, you know, slide into the Snead role. Well, who can slide into the McDuffie role? And that is being like the slot blitzer, kind of move around. They matched him up, Trent, later in the year on guys. And there's good corners, as we know. Nazi Johnson comes back from injury. But there's a couple guys that could be there at 32 that would be of interest. And they've got to fit now the Spags mold of the size, willing to play man-to-man, willing tacklers. Quinyon Mitchell of Toledo is a really strong dude, and he kind of fits the Spags corner profile at 6'1", 195. He had 20 in the bench, but, you know, powerful, strong, loves to tackle, play those bubble screens, which the Chiefs last year played as good as any team I've seen at any level. You know, those wide receiver screens where they run that tunnel screen inside, the Chiefs were spectacular at defending those time and time again. This will get into Kling's wheelhouse a little bit, but Cooper DeJean is one that becomes interesting. Is he a corner? Is he a safety? He was really good at Iowa, but he fits that 6'2", 203, big hands, kind of wants to tackle and, you know, kind of wants to fight you a little bit. He's a small town Iowa kid, old adult Iowa. But those are a couple guys that come to mind that would fit as a corner, either late first, early second, if you do some trading or find a trade partner that's even willing to trade with us right now. But wide receivers, also intriguing, and then offensive tackle. I think the run on offensive tackles will be pretty strong in front of us, but that means they'll push some, a starting, capable starting wide receiver at the 32 spot. That gets exciting.
Okay. Wide receiver, but had more to say about corner.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be interesting.
Because you corner. And I looked at each other when Mitch was saying that. We went, all right, corner, write that down. I think Mitch has kind of an ear to the grindstone. Mitch is like Paul Revere. He's looking up. One if it's corner, two if it's wide receiver. And I in the 65 toss power trap room will
He's looking for the man in the tower to tell him exactly what it is.
Ready to spread the alarm that the Chiefs are getting the wide receiver to the farm.
Yeah. And trading out. Or trading up.
Isn't that a Billy Joel song, I'm Trading Out?
Yep. Or trading up. Da, 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 da. And
do you know the backstory?
And then it
cuts off.
Goes to your late local news. I'm not opening the window for you here. That's all.
No, it's a legit backstory of who he wrote that song about. I'll have to look. Robert Ford had a tweet about it the other day. Of course, Robert Ford's dad is tied into the music industry, so he knows.
There you go. Trading. We was like, oh, yeah, trade up. Oh, yeah, trade back. And we do ask the question, who's going to trade with the Chiefs?
Well, that's the thing.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a very real dynamic. This isn't just a ha-ha comment and let's chuckle. Because we have seen Brett Veach be able to move up or down. He sees what he wants. He goes and gets it. I think that he's going to be a little bit handcuffed because nobody wants to be the team to trade with the Chiefs right now. And we joke, and it sounds like a statement of hubris. But if you better be a very secure GM, probably in the NFC, to make a trade with the Chiefs right now. There has just been this attitude in talking with our scouts when they've either gone to Senior Bowl or Combine or people where, oh, it's the Chiefs. Don't talk to them. Like, what secrets will they pick up? If you're a GM who is a little bit insecure and you want to nail this draft and you trade with the Chiefs in any way, shape, or form, all of a sudden, that becomes a negative, not only within the league, but within your own franchise. So it's a very real thing. And the Chiefs have to be prepared not to find very many trade partners at all and be able to nail these picks again, which what Brett Veach has done. He has strung together great drafts, hard to do, but he's done it. When you look at the 2021, 22, and 23 drafts, the 22 draft, amazing with all his defensive guys and Pacheco. And then you look at what was happening with happened last year. Shamari Connor was very impactful coming in. It's a big spring. You'll see Felix on Saturday. Felix Anyadike Uzomah will be in Smith Center.
Nice.
Big spring for him. And then the 21 draft. You know, we saw with those guys, with Creed and Trey and those guys.
Secure GM in the NFC.
Which is not many.
To make an upward early trade.
Right.
I think later in the draft, it probably becomes a little bit easier. Even though the Chiefs have had success in those later rounds, people are looking to maximize picks and blah, blah, blah. But to get going early in a draft, you want the Chiefs moving higher in the in an opening round on you? Not really.
So let's look at the NFC real fast. Who's a secure GM? The guy in Tampa, maybe, right? He's won a Super Bowl. What's his name? Licht or something? Jason Licht?
Yeah.
Okay. You think he's secure?
Yes.
Okay. So you got him. I wonder about Jerry Jones. Obviously, he's the GM and he's secure because he's the owner, but your next door neighbor is kicking your ass.
Yeah, you're well aware of the chasing that's underway.
Right. So
not just in the NFC, but the league.
I would say probably not him. Nobody in the South other than maybe Jason Licht. The West, maybe
The East.
Howie Roseman's not trading with us, though.
I wouldn't think so.
Right?
I think the Eagles would.
And the Giants.
Washington guy's brand new, right?
No, the Giants are on shaky ground, so none of that.
Detroit, he's been really good.
He has been. Was that Chris Spielman?
No.
Doug Spielman?
Chris Spielman's not the GM in there anymore. It's the guy that made all the drafts last year, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember who that is. Ford.
Brad Holmes.
Brad Holmes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that. Okay. So maybe
I didn't know the name, but I see him. Oh, yeah. That guy.
He could be.
Yeah.
And then you've got Les Snead.
Gutekunst.
Maybe Kudich. Yeah.
And with the Packers?
Yeah. It could be. Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe John Lynch, but he's not going to trade with you anymore.
Uh-uh.
So you're really down to the Packers.
Yeah. You think the Niners really want to trade with you right now?
Right.
I mean, you got him twice in a Super Bowl. You think you want to deal with them,
no,
really? And
probably
they gave
not.
You D Ford?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. So I think really the logical, like, NFC GMs that have the street cred, that have the ability, you're looking at Tampa, maybe Detroit. Because I don't think the Niners want to trade with you. And Les Snead in L.A. So I think you got maybe three guys that you could probably get a deal done with in the NFC. Green Bay, Detroit.
That's a small pool.
You know, L.A. That's about it. And so four. There's maybe four out of the 16 GMs.
Well, start calling them. Is that the first question, too? Hi, this is the Chiefs. How secure are you in your job?
Right.
How secure are you in your job? Have you ever thought of trading?
Yeah.
Well, today's the opportunity you've been waiting for.
We're looking to move up. If you want to move down,
call us back at.
Hi, this is Brett Veach. Call me now for a great trade opportunity. 816-720-5555.
Call now.
Call now.
Within the next 10 minutes.
And
we'll
Jonte Porter will give you his picks.
Call the next 10 minutes. We'll throw in a seventh. It's not a bad bit.
Get you bonus picks if you call now.
That's right. That's right. Are you so secure in your position you'll trade with even us, the Chiefs?
Yeah. Well,
call us now.
Call us now. We'll see what we can do. And who in the AFC? Like, nobody wants to trade with the Chiefs in the AFC.
No.
Can't imagine.
I know.
I mean, you already beat Buffalo's ass. Chicago, maybe. But Ryan Poles needs picks. And with him and Ted Cruz up there together,
well,
you got that Kansas City pipeline.
They
got
to take 1-9. They gotta. They need it.
They might, but they may be open to getting more picks and letting you move up to 9. I don't know. There's just not a lot of options out there, and that's the problem. We say trade, and then when you call and nobody answers, well, then you can't make a trade.
I'd like to change the sports calendar yet again. We'll get to it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Never had it so good.
Beckin, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Be sure to join us at the Landing in Liberty a week from tonight. It is the 610 Sports Radio Draft Party. Come watch the first round with all of us. The entire 610 crew will be on hand. It's at the Landing in Liberty, brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. A winner of the draft picks is going to receive $610. All you have to do is just guess who's making what pick. Fill it out before the draft. You can print the sheet right now if you want, 610sports.com, or get them the night of the event. Fill it out. Say, yeah, I think the Bears are taking this. I think the Chiefs are taking this at four.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah. At four. And you make those correct picks, someone's going to win $610. Plus, autographed Chiefs merchandise giveaway. Bink and Chris Onocero, the Character Concerns crew, broadcasting live during the event. They'll be covering all things draft for us here on 610 Sports Radio during the draft. But come hang out and watch the draft, watch and listen to the draft with us at the Landing in Liberty next Thursday night.
How many beers can Binkley drink during a round of the draft?
Wow. Like, beer a pick would be hard.
Oh, my God. You'd be dead.
Yeah, you would. 32 every 15, what, beer or 15 beer, minutes?
No, it's 10 minutes
oh,
now.
It's 10 minutes now. It's true. It's even shorter now. Yeah.
So, seriously, how many beers do you think you get for a case and a half?
Yeah, or? So 32 plus supplemental picks.
Yeah.
So, speaking of a week from tonight, I just want to change the sports calendar. The draft needs to be, I was thinking last Thursday. Give me the national championship game. Give me the next Thursday. But someone did point out the Masters started last Thursday. Okay, I'll leave the Masters alone. How about today? We have the draft tonight.
Yes, this is the perfect week to do it.
Because
it used to be this week.
We've reached the point of overload. All the hay's in the barn, man.
Yeah, everybody thinks like the GMs and folks are working now. They're taking a vacation.
All the teams are ready. All the draft analysts have mocked themselves silly.
Oh, my God. When you start seeing, like, Daniel Jeremiah's 4.0.
They're all, like, they've reached the stage of questioning themselves.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they're changing their opinions vastly, but it's suddenly, like, the late risers and all the movement, the different people they're talking about. Because, you know, the first, if you just did the first five, normally it's boring, right? Oh, we got to get somebody else in. We just reached a point of silliness where I'm like, the teams are ready. Let's go. And so, yeah, just move it. If we just said we're doing the draft tonight, I think every team's like, yeah, sure. Let's do this.
Well, they used to do it this week. They were celebrating Tom Brady being drafted, 25 years ago yesterday. So this used to be the week for the draft, but you've added the 17th game. You've added the extra week of playoffs, all that kind of
the
stuff.
The collective
right?
We of sports fans, analysts, experts, writers, mockers have screwed up their timing. Because
But look at all the love the NFL gets for this.
We don't pace ourselves well on this one. And I think now it's just let's just get to the draft.
Right.
Because all this other stuff is really just nonsense. It's great to talk about, and we have a bunch of fun doing it and what have you. But part of me says, let's just start picking. We're ready, right? We don't need to dissect more of Michael Penix's arm strength,
right,
versus his knee health,
right.
Everybody's got that. That suddenly, Jaden Daniels is getting more love at number two than Drake May,
right?
Whatever. We've reached critical mass.
Well, we've reached,
and so I thought it was going to be last Thursday because I could have drafted last Thursday. Everybody could have drafted last Thursday, I believe too. But if we don't want to get in the way of the Masters, then the Masters promotes the draft throughout the entire Masters, like
right.
The NCAA tournament promotes the Masters throughout the entire NCAA tournament, and we go bing, bing, bing,
right.
And we're off and running.
Exactly. So somebody by the name of Bob McGinn, who I believe was a big NFL draft writer back in the day it says right here, Green Bay Post-Gazette, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now he was with The Athletic, and now he runs a website called GoLongTD.com, and this is where the over-analyzation takes place. Because he says multiple scouts have expressed concern about Adonai Mitchell's diabetes now. So when we get into this part of the conversation, where we're now saying that you shouldn't draft this kid because he has diabetes, to me, that's just scouts trying to get word out there that you shouldn't draft them because they love him and they want to take him and they're trying to throw you off the scent. This is what a scout told Bob McGinn. He's got Garrett Wilson-esque catch radius, athletic ability, body control, but he's almost uncoachable. Before you even get to the diabetic part, he's kind of going to do it his way. You know, Noah Gray, I was reading, has type 1 diabetes too. He's a little bit of a wild horse. You've got to see if you can harness him in. Then once you do that, he doesn't address the diabetic stuff in a mature way. He's very much a boom or bust type guy. He has been diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic. You're going to have to assign somebody to be next to him for his first few years because his issues are all about his diabetes and his blood sugar, said a second scout. Oh. When his blood sugar's off, he's rude, he's abrasive, he doesn't pay attention in meetings. That sounds like me. It's why you get really, really bleeping character reports coming out of Georgia and Texas. But when his stuff is normal, they get him normal by lunchtime. He's out at practice, high energy, best practice player, loves football. This is the part that I can't stand. We're here a week before the draft.
Suddenly doesn't pay attention to meetings and he's a disruptor.
Right. Yeah, and he's got diabetes and low blood sugar makes him angry. Mm. Low blood sugar makes me very angry. It makes everybody angry.
Yeah, you get angry.
Right? Everybody gets to that point in time. But that's the overanalyzation and really, you know, the nonsensical stuff that comes out. That these people are trying to ruin this kid by saying that kind of stuff in hopes that he'll be there for them. Whoever these scouts are that are saying that, you better draft this kid if you're going to put out this kind of stuff that he's no good because he gets hangry. There's been commercials by Snickers for this. Yeah, everybody gets hangry and
nasty.
Yeah,
when he goes into a meeting, I'll hand him a Snickers.
I think that's just irresponsible when you do stuff like that as a scout. Well, don't take him because he's got diabetes and he gets hangry.
I think a team. Well, it's good to know that stuff if he's on a team, right? But I think the teams will take care of it.
Like, yeah,
that's something they can't overcome.
But he's also a grown ass man now too, and he's lived this long and he's managed it just fine to become a first round draft pick.
Correct. Yeah, we get to the silly season.
Right.
Again, we had this a week earlier, 2 weeks earlier. We're not getting that. I don't think.
May get a little earlier then. I don't know.
I don't know.
This is the stuff they're saving for the final week.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's the pacing of it all.
Right.
Maybe it is the pacing of it all that's just not right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw this story yesterday, and to me, I was not a fan. Washington is picking number 2.
Right.
Very high up in the draft. They brought all 4 of the quarterbacks that they were looking at in on the same day.
Yeah, we'll send a message. One of you guys, you better impress. We got options.
How about making a guy feel special? You could talk to all 4.
And they really need to. They have the card, right? They're drafting
and,
2.
And you certainly should, right? I think you certainly should talk to all 4. You want to make a decision.
Of course.
Chiefs talked to a bunch of quarterbacks when they selected Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you go to a job interview, there's people sitting in the lobby.
One of which didn't know the GM's name and probably got off the list.
Right. Deshaun Watson.
But you got to make him feel special, don't you? This feels like you're thinking you are the special one here. Now, granted, they have no choice where they go. You pick them. But you can't have guys passing in the hallway or waiting outside while you talk to the other one.
I kind of like it.
It looks like a movie audition. They walk outside and there's a bunch of people look like me. They're auditioning for the same part.
That's right.
Granted, the quarterback has no choice who picks them. But if I'm a number to you, if I'm going in and I'm a number to you like that, like I'm one of 4 guys and you couldn't even give me my own day. I'm passing. Oh, hey. Hey, Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Oh, hi, Michael Penix. Maybe I just tanked the interview. I don't want to go to Washington anyhow.
Well, want that second pick overall money?
I'll just go find another team.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it at all. I thought that was a poor way to handle it. Almost like we're pitting you guys against each other. You guys fight it out.
Right.
Give them each their own day. Come on.
No, I kind of like it. You bring all these guys in. You let them know that they have options, and you better ace this interview if you want to play here. If not, then we got other guys that we can go to.
Yeah, you're so special. The Washington Commanders.
See, it's not like if they offer you the job, you turn it down,
right?
It's
an honor for me to play for you.
Well, it is.
You need me more than I need you.
I love it. I think it's great. We got options out here. We're not just bringing you in and giving you the keys to the kingdom.
No.
You got to compete. You got to show me why we should take you and make you the number two overall pick.
Do you have what it takes to be a Commander? Yeah, I do. You guys stink.
Yeah, you guys stink, yeah. And also, too, if somebody asked me that, I'd be like, I don't even know what that means. You guys really haven't been around that long. What
do you
want to
play Commanders football? I have no idea.
I hate that. who you say and play KU basketball all the
they
time?
They all did.
Right?
They all
we
did.
We just want to do play KU basketball.
Yeah.
If somebody says, we just want to go out here and play Commanders football, you can't say that. Nobody knows what that means, and that's not exactly a selling point.
No.
Exactly, especially when your mascot's like a pig. Like, what?
Well, I don't know what their mascot is anymore. I don't know if they even have a mascot anymore. Yeah. So. The Hogs were in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Jacoby. There's some guy named Mark, I think, that played there.
Make him feel special. You're picking at 2. You're not picking at 22.
Major mm-hmm. Tutty is their mascot.
Major Tutty?
Yeah.
Yeah, Major Tutty. He's a pig.
Mm-hmm. From the 573, I heard a rumor this morning that San Antonio is offering the Chiefs a brand new stadium. Have you guys heard about that or talked about that today? I'm sure they have. That's why we said vote yes. Everything's on the table.
San Antonio?
Oh, God, yeah. It'd be a great market. I don't think Jarrow would allow it. Maybe the guy from Houston not allowing it either, but absolutely. Everybody's going to be offering, as they should.
Yeah,
that's why we said vote yes. We wouldn't be in this situation.
That's why the door has been opened. The door has been opened.
I don't want to hear people complaining about other cities coming in and offering our team. We had the opportunity to not have that happen. We chose not to. Here we sit.
Yes. All those possibilities are out there now.
Yeah. I hope they answer every call.
And they should. They actually should.
Absolutely they should.
Yeah.
They're a free agent. Both teams are free agents right now.
Yeah. It's not a, it's not a tag.
No. Yeah, we didn't tag the Chiefs or Royals. They're free agents.
Nope.
They're Chris Jones on the open market.
They're UFAs, man.
Yeah, they are.
Well, after 30, but they can always.
Oh, if somebody will pay to break those leases, they don't care. Yeah. It's not much money per year that they pay anyway.
Yeah.
A couple million. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, they're UFAs.
Yeah, they're complete free agents right now. They'll listen to everybody and should. And should, but we had a chance then. We didn't.
Or as I said on election night, they've entered the portal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They have. They have entered the portal, and they haven't clicked the one where it says "Do not contact" because you can do that when you go to the portal.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can go in the portal, say "Do not contact." Usually,
why would you go in the
it's
portal?
Seemingly though? A sign of you've already got a deal.
Yeah.
Don't call me.
Oh.
I've already made.
Okay.
The decision of me leaving is because I'm leaving for Alabama or whatever, so don't call me.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Which, I don't know why people aren't more freaked out that that's called tampering, but whatever.
Is it?
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if you decide before you decide to leave where you've gone, it seems like in tampering in sports, that would be the case.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
An actual great baseball interview happened last night.
With somebody we've never heard of.
Never heard of. And he's not playing well. And it's glorious. We'll get to it next.
Country road.
I would say in our hierarchy of like sports interviews, there aren't a lot of baseball ones. Like, I think there's a lot of ridiculous things said in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA is always good for something.
Right.
College coach.
Yeah.
Is usually pretty great for stuff.
Yeah.
And then baseball's like kind of lower down the list.
Well, baseball's always just the excuse-making.
Nuke Lelouches out there.
There are, but most of baseball is just ridiculous excuses. Like the guy blaming his balls the other day.
Correct.
Oh, the balls are too slippery. The balls are too wet. The balls are too
Kenley
shiny.
Jensen's balls were too slippery.
Yeah,
and he couldn't throw them. Stuff like that. Every once in a while, though, you run into a fastball, as it were.
Yep.
Courtesy of Pete Fairbanks.
That's right. He was named after that city in Alaska, Anchorage.
And cue up, never heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever heard of Pete Fairbanks? He's been a reliever. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not studying middling relievers for the Tampa Bay Rays, especially when we didn't watch baseball last year.
So Pete's scuffing along here. Eight games in. He's got three saves, but an 0-2 record with a 9 ERA.
You don't like that. That's a run and leading, right?
So he's scuffling a little bit. Blew a save last night. Stand-up guy, though, does go and meet the media
of
after
course.
The game.
Yeah. You can't just...
Is it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Pete, where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Go hammer a Coors Light in a foam cup and let's go.
It's an all-encompassing suck.
Yeah, it's an all-encompassing suck. I like it. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I like this guy. Yeah. I like this guy.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
And I'll give this guy a lot of credit because sometimes baseball players will go, I don't know what you were watching. I was just working on some things. They just got the better of me. Instead of just admitting you suck, like we said years ago, right? Admit you suck.
Yep.
We finally got a guy who admitted that he sucked.
That he did.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I would rather have 26 Pete Fairbanks out here saying I suck today, as opposed to people living in fantasy land who go, well, I was just working on some things, or I just missed the corner, or my bat got on top of the ball. You suck. You got a 9 ERA. Let's not sugarcoat this thing, right? Admit you suck. Pete Fairbanks did just that. Thank you, Pete. First player, maybe since the rant,
took my advice
and admitted that he sucked.
Yeah.
I like Pete Fairbanks. Can we get him here?
I do, too. I like Pete. Stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Does that mean to narrow down the second? Nah, it's just all-encompassing.
It's all-encompassing suck. And then the report's like, wait, you need to work on your mechanics? What the hell does that even mean? Like, that's one of those baseball things that drive me nuts. They just throw mechanics out there. Like, it's an all-encompassing. Well, you got to work on your mechanics?
Yeah, apparently, because I'm not good. So,
here's what
I
need
to
do.
Everything.
I need to throw the ball better. Okay, need to look at the mitt before
I
let it
go. Can
you work
on your mechanics? Yeah, because how my arm delivered the ball to the plate was not right. So, yeah, I would. I actually would have to work on my mechanics.
Yeah, probably. Or maybe I've just lost a step. And I need to kind of look around and go, maybe it's time to retire.
So try not, when you're out on your day today, try to avoid the all-encompassing suck.
Right. And if you don't, well, then you and Pete Fairbanks got a lot in common.
So. Just go ahead and try that.
Yeah.
There's an update on Bally's, I guess.
Yeah, this comes from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And I'll just read it to you. You can decide what you want. Diamond Sports Group believes it can rapidly grow its streaming business in the next few years and offset the sagging cable viewership that pushed the broadcast company into bankruptcy. Court records filed this week show that Diamond, the parent of Bally Sports Kansas City, Bally Sports Midwest, Bally Sports whatever, expects a deal with Amazon to launch in October ahead of the NBA and NHL seasons. As part of that agreement, Amazon Prime Video would become Diamond's main streaming partner. Now, I do believe that you're just because you're an Amazon subscriber, you're not getting it for free. It's going
to
be an add-on.
Pay for it. Maybe the Amazon platform is better than all the reports I've had about the Bally.
Yeah, I hear it's really bad. Yeah,
which sounds like an all-encompassing suck.
Right.
Work that back in there. See that?
I like how you did that. Yep.
Yeah. But there have not been rave reviews from people who've used it. Many people have checked in and said, yeah, the thing just misfires all the time. You got to reboot it all the time.
Right.
It's not, it buffers a lot.
Yep.
Maybe moving to Amazon would help that. I don't know.
Yeah.
They, you know, if they're just providing a landing spot, that might be different. But if Amazon's helping somehow with the technology and stuff, they might be better.
Yeah. So,
but
you'd
still have to pay for it. Yeah, it wouldn't be a you already have Amazon Prime and you'd get the games for free.
No, I don't believe that's the way it's going
to
be.
You'll just be able to subscribe through them.
Like you can subscribe to Paramount Plus through Amazon Prime or, you know, Max or whatever some of the other apps are that you can subscribe to through Amazon Prime. It's not going to be free if you're a Prime subscriber.
That's how I understand that, yeah.
Diamond Sports Network has 11 MLB, 15 NBA, and 11 NHL teams. That's a lot of teams to have, right? That's a lot. So you would want to get on Amazon to have that ability for folks. It's basically a one-stop shop. Amazon's kind of becoming the department store of apps, right? You're an Amazon subscriber. You go there. It's like Costco, right? You go to Costco. You're a subscriber to Costco. You're a member of Costco.
You still have to pay for your stuff. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yes.
You're not walking out with 17 pounds of broccoli for free because you're a member.
What are you doing? You're pushing out that big cart just full. What are you doing? Well, I'm a member here.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. So you're a member to keep the prices down.
You have to pay for the cart.
Right. You got to pay for what's in the cart.
Yeah, it doesn't
work that way. I'm a member.
It's funny. We don't think of that way for TV, do we? We already got it.
Yeah. Well, no, you're a Costco member. Amazon is Costco for apps. And then when you get into Costco, you got to buy your merchandise. When you get into Amazon, then you got to buy your things,
correct,
right? Yeah.
And it'd be nice if they used Amazon. Admittedly, I think I did have to reboot sometimes for the NFL games. Wasn't a lot, but there were times where it was like fuzzy, whatever. And you went in and went back in, and it worked.
Fixed itself
and
right away.
It was not terrible on Amazon, but seemingly, the people that have used Bally's have complaints all the time. Numerous people.
Oh, God,
yes, everybody that's got it, it's like,
rebooting, like buffering.
The Royals are playing great. I'm finally back.
Right.
The stupid app. Right. Like, sorry.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I can't do anything about it.
But I do like this from the 913. It would be just nice to be able to fire up an app that I already have downloaded that already works, and all I have to do is pay the extra subscription. Yeah,
yes.
I'm with you.
Yes, cable as an app is what you want. Yes.
Luckily for me, my family has Xfinity, and Bally Sports comes with your thing, and so I don't have to get the Bally Sports app. I just can load up Xfinity Stream,
and it goes through there, and it works better.
And it works great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one works fine as using basically their technology to
right,
do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
The standalone one, not rave reviews.
No, it says right here from the 816, the Bally's app is an abomination.
So yeah, that would be the thinking. You go to Amazon, much like you can go to Xfinity now. I guess you could do it in DirecTV.
You
could watch that on your phone
through
DirecTV, and it's fine. But the standalone, not great reviews.
Not great reviews at all. No, but I get it through normal.
So that could still happen this season yet?
No, probably not for baseball. No, they said by November.
Oh, by November. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, the Royals will be having their parade out of Legends or whatever.
We were still playing in November. I don't even know when the baseball season ends now, Bob.
I know,
that's
right?
That's great. I was so dialed out, I forget when baseball ends.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. If you missed any of the show today, we catch up with Ben Maller each and every Thursday. We chatted with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. He joined us earlier in the show, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Tomorrow is Bob's birthday. My present to him is I won't be here.
Ah, but you give me Binkley.
I'm giving you Binkley.
You're giving me Binkley.
So happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you. No toilet paper this year?
No toilet paper.
Damn, it's still the best birthday gift ever.
We're out.
Yeah, we are too, actually. The COVID hoarding is over.
Yes, I'm off to get dog food and toilet paper. That's pretty much my day, I believe. All right, that'll do it for us. Cody and Golder next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.